Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We are joined and happy to announce once again every Thursday morning at 7:30 during hockey season by Marty Baron. His appearance on WGR brought to you by Paul William Belts, your power of attorney, and by Firth Jewelers. For all the moments in your life, go forth to Firth. Hi, Marty. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. Listen, that trade in the NBA, if it was fantasy football, the commissioner would have vetoed the trade and not let it happen. That's how tough it is to make trades in fantasy football, because when you're with your buddies, nobody wants to like lose a trade, right? So it would never have happened.
I will ask you by the end of your segment, hopefully I won't forget, for your Bills prediction.
Okay.
But of course, we have Sabres hockey tonight. I guess, you know what, Marty, one thing I'm wondering about, maybe not as much for the goalies since you pretty much stay in your crease, but for the Sabres players, how do you think they'll be? How will they look? How will the game play out? They haven't played in 10 months. There was a short camp. There were no preseason games. What's it going to be like for them tonight?
Well, I think what we saw last night is two things. One, the goalies, as you pointed out, like it's not easy to be in mid-season form after so long, especially when you look at the Sabres, like Linus Olmark, he hasn't played in, what is it, 10 months,
10
11
months.
Months?
So, yeah.
I mean, that is so long for not having playing games. So you saw the goalies last night, a couple of bad goals here and there, not in perfect form through 60 minutes. So I think that's something to expect early in the first couple of weeks, 3 weeks here of the season. Two, the top players in the game not having clean handle of the puck. Malkin, Crosby did not look extremely like good in their game, and that's going to happen. McKinnon struggling with the puck. McDavid struggling with the puck a little bit. So it's more about hard work, effort, speed, skating. That's what it's going to take in the first 3 weeks of the season. It's not so much going to be skill. So if you're Jack Eichel or if you're Taylor Hall, it's not about, oh, I'm going to go through the team, I'm going to dipsy doodle around everybody. No, it's just going to be get the puck in, get some speed to the puck, really establish that forecheck. I know it's kind of like in football saying, hey, let's get the ground game going, like the run game. That's what it takes early, and then we're going to be able to pass. Well, it's what the Sabres are going to have to do here in the first 3 weeks maybe of the season.
You mentioned goaltending. So last season, the Sabres' overall save percentage was .900. It was tied for 22nd in the NHL. Where is your confidence level on the duo of Olmark and Hutton this season?
Well, I thought Hutton looked good in camp. The very first scrimmage, he looked really good, and that's going to be the support that Linus Olmark and the Sabres are going to need. Now, if you look at last year, the save percentage, as you pointed out, was not where it needed to be. I think this year, as a tandem, it needs to be .915 and above. Linus Olmark alone, I think, needs to be in the .920s. But most importantly, at 5-on-5, Linus Olmark was really good. Mm-hmm. Save percentage was good. It's the penalty kill that really hurt his overall save percentage and really hurt the Sabres. So let's see if Toby Reeder, Riley Sheahan, Cody Eakin, and those guys, if they really make a difference on the penalty kill. And that would be where the Sabres, I think, need to be more improved. Like scoring more goals, yes, but killing penalties is going to be a huge aspect of their success this year.
Marty, when the Sabres definitely went out and looked for specifically penalty killers because it was so bad last year, and maybe they make some changes to the structure of it. But when you're looking for, if you're an NHL team and that says, all right, we've got to find a forward that can kill penalties, and it's a very specialized position, what set of skills would they be looking for, and what did they find in the players they got?
Well, I think it has to be a smart player. And you know, what does he do with the puck, number one, when he has the puck in the defensive zone? Is it the guy that hangs on to it? Can he make the clear? The clears are so important. They kill about 20 seconds, I believe, every time you clear the puck down the ice. It may take 10 seconds for the other team to recover, another 5 seconds to get in the zone, another 5 maybe to get established in the zone. So the clears are really important. Two, quickness. How do you get in and out of position? Like, it's not about skating speed down the ice, 180 feet down the ice. It's about inside of 10 feet. How do these forwards respond to getting out to the point man, and then the pass is made to the half wall, and then they recover, they stop and turn back and put pressure on the half wall. Then all of a sudden, the puck is back to the point. They stop, they get back to the point. It's like that piston-like movement that the forwards have to do. And some forwards do it really well. Some forwards just are slow to doing it. Maybe you think, well, this guy's a forward liner, he should be able to kill penalties, but he's not fast enough in that piston back and forth that he's caught out of position, and then passing lane and shooting lane opens up. So I think that's the number one thing. And you know, Reeder is quick on the full straightaway, but he's also quick in a short distance, and that helps him. Cody Eakin's an extremely smart player, so I think that helps him as well. So the structure, we'll see if the structure changes, but a lot of time in the National Hockey League, the structure on the penalty kill does not change a ton from team to team. There's little adjustments that you can make, yes, but it doesn't change overall. It doesn't change a ton. So we'll see how these guys do, and if they're able to be smart and be quick to make the PK a lot better.
The offense, Marty, we were talking earlier about, you know, the additions up front. Let's start with Hall. How have Hall, and for what it's worth, I mean, just basing it on practices, how have Hall and Eichel looked working together so far, and what are your expectations for that duo this season?
They look great. And Tage Thompson, obviously, everybody knows, had a fantastic camp, is now playing on the right side on the top line, and he's earned that spot. And for me, I look at the second scrimmage. So last Saturday, we all got to see the Bills win in the afternoon, and then everybody, that thousands and thousands of fans, watched the stream online the Saturday night, right? So what you saw is in the first period, Eichel, Hall, and Thompson really had a couple of goals. They dominated. They made plays. And then after that, they kind of, you know, packed it in. And, you know, it, not that they didn't play good, but it just, it's a scrimmage. You've done your things. You've made your plays, and then you just kind of don't want to get hurt and you want to cruise control through the scrimmage. So I don't think Coach Kruger would say that is really what happened. But I, from what I looked at it, I'm just saying, like, Jack Eichel played his 20 minutes and then was like, okay, I'm going to wait until 3-on-3 overtime. But they looked really good. They seemed to be connecting on passes. The speed is what I think is important, because Jack Eichel would carry the puck over the last few years, and nobody was up with him. He always had to wait for somebody. Well, now he doesn't have to wait for Taylor Hall. Taylor Hall is right up there with him, sometimes even ahead of him. So Jack's going to be giving him the puck and benefiting from that speed on the left side.
And what about the Stahl impact? What do you think his addition will mean to the roster and to the team?
Again, I think Erik Staal is a wily old veteran. Training camp is not really where you're going to exhaust yourself and go all out, but I thought Reinhart and Staal really connected well. And again, Erik Staal's a left-handed shot, right? So he's going to have the chemistry and maybe more opportunity with his right winger. So his right winger, Sam Reinhart. So those two really have to work well. When Staal gets the puck in the middle of the ice, his first look is going to be to the right side. I thought Sam Reinhart looked good. I thought he has – some people were asking me, is Sam Reinhart faster this year? I said, I don't know that he's faster, but what I've seen – and he took a couple of shots that you know, raised my eyebrows. Like, wow, that was a really quick wrist shot. That was a really hard wrist shot. That was a quick snapshot. So maybe he's worked on his shot. Maybe we'll see if that creates anything for him and Erik Staal. But I think Erik Staal looked good, but only in regular season form will we see really the true value of Erik Staal.
So What do you think for Saturday night? What is your Bills prediction? Have you sat down this week and done some research on this one?
I think it's going to be a low-scoring game, and I don't know. I think as you get closer and closer to the Super Bowl, you're going to get tighter and tighter games, tighter defenses. The weather is going to be a factor in this, so I don't know. I mean, listen, Baltimore is really good. I'm a little scared of Lamar Jackson and the way that he's been able to play in the second half of the season. But I'm so excited. Listen, I was so pumped watching the game. I couldn't have a beer, really. And to be honest with you, I'll tell you this. So Saturday afternoon, the Bills are on. I'm working Saturday night. I'm like, am I going to have one beer or one drink, or am I going to stay, like, clean, right? And it's nerve-wracking to watch a Bills game when it's that close without having any alcohol. I did not like it. So I'm really happy Saturday night I'll be able to have a beer or two to calm my nerves a little bit. So that's the key of the game for me Saturday night, is to be able to sit and open up a cold one.
It's funny. I think sometimes when people get drunk, they tend to maybe talk a little more. I'm not sure what drunk Marty would be like.
I'm a lot quieter. but I dance more, so that's the problem.
All right. Well, then all for you having some beers before you go on with Brian Duff.
You know what? That would be great. You know, Duffer and I having a couple
wobbly pops.
Special wobbly pops on the desk there. That would be pretty cool.
Hey, we're glad to have you back. We're looking forward to talking with you every Thursday morning. It's always a pleasure, Mr. Baran, and enjoy the hockey season.
Well, thank you, Howard, Jeremy. I'm so excited to be back. Hockey's back. It's going to be a fun season.
All right, Marty. Thank you, sir. Enjoy. We'll talk to you next week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!